Good afternoon. High pressure departing off the Canadian Maritimes continues to keep drier air over top of interior New York and New England. This is continuing to eat away at advancing cloud cover. However, clouds will gradually increase and thicken as a warm front approaches from the south and a southeasterly wind flow develops, assisting in the moisture transport from the south. Temperatures will struggle with thickening clouds and reach the upper 40s to around 50 in spots by mid to late afternoon. And as the front draws closer, shower chances by the end of the day will go up as well. A storm system heading through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada over the next 24 hours will produce a period of steady rain over our region overnight tonight. There will also be areas of fog as temperatures pull back into the 30s. Most of the steadiest rain will end early tomorrow morning, and most of the day will be dry, although clouds will hang on tough with a batch of unsettled weather in the mid-levels of the atmosphere pushing through. Still, we'll have in-and-out sunshine at times, especially in the valleys. It'll be windy. At times, a west wind will gust over 20 miles per hour, and that will push a few scattered showers through the region here and there, with temperatures holding in the 40s. A much nicer day on Sunday as high pressure builds in will go back to sunshine and milder air with highs in the lower to mid-50s. The dry weather will continue into the early part of next week on Monday, where we'll start off with sunshine. However, another system from the Tennessee Valley will head our way by late in the day. So like today, clouds will gradually increase and thicken on Monday afternoon with the chance of late day showers and highs in the middle to upper 50s. A good chance of rain on Monday night and scattered showers on Tuesday as this system pulls on through. Cooler air to flow in behind it on Tuesday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s, and then we'll be left in the upper 40s with the coldest of the air over top of us on Wednesday. We will have a gusty northwest wind on Wednesday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds before we rebound back up into the upper 50s with sunshine by next Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the thunderstorm complex that brought severe weather to the south yesterday is dying out over parts of the southeastern states. Still, recovery in terms of sunshine and wind shear will produce another round of severe weather along the Gulf Coast and the lower Mississippi Valley, and another area will eventually form as well as we head into the central Appalachians and over toward the mid-Atlantic region. And a winter storm warning remains in effect for parts of the upper Midwest. As a storm approaches the Great Lakes, snow will continue from portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin up into the UP of Michigan. Most of the heaviest snow will be winding down today. However, storm total accumulations will be in the 6 to 12 inch range, with as much as 16 inches of snow in parts of northern Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 5 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high 79 set in 1950, and the record low 14 in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening 7:25 p.m., 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with rain developing by late this afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Rain tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with rain developing by late this afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with rain developing today, becoming breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with rain developing by late this afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the mid 40s. Rain tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds today and rain developing by late this afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s. More rain tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, blustery and cool with a passing shower from time to time in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny and milder on Sunday into the mid 50s. Sunshine and mild on Monday in the upper 50s. Clouds increase late in the day with the chance of showers by evening. More rain Monday night, showers on Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler Wednesday, upper 40s. And mostly sunny Thursday, milder with highs back into the 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.